a storm for youth, and favorable winds for socialist Scott Jones. There is no future for us, only a black void where our future should be, said Lily Douglas, a school student in East London, when she spoke in the youth and student session. Lily described how she and her friends are organizing weekly discussion groups, attending demos and leafleting against cuts, after joining the Socialist Party over opposition to the bombing of Syria. She described how at every opportunity, young people are facing attack. From attending a school threatened with academization, to not being able to afford to go to university, to wanting to be a librarian at a time when libraries are being closed. This sums up what Claire Lacker-Mansfield, Socialist Party national youth organizer, described as a perfect storm engulfing youth around the world, when she opened the discussion. Socialism popular. But it is a storm with favorable winds for socialists. Claire mentioned recent polls which show that under 24s in Britain have a minus 15 favorability rating of capitalism, and there is growing interest and support for socialist ideas. Young Socialist Party and Socialist Students members are at the forefront of this growing movement. Socialist Students has marked itself out as the main organization of struggle on campuses. Maddie Steeds reported that in Leeds, Socialist Students has forced the student union to set up a student-run, not-for-profit letting agency, and built links between trade unions and students. There were further excellent reports from Swansea, Portsmouth, Leicester, Birmingham, Nottingham, and Hatfield. Our young members are also playing leading roles in other campaigns like the struggle to defend Huddersfield R&D, as reported by Aaron Bailey. Jack Green explained why she joined the Socialist Party, saying that all of her childhood friends have been forced to leave her hometown of Corby in Lincolnshire to find work. In finishing the discussion, Sarah Arak, editor of The Socialist, summed up the complete insecurity young people are facing as their hopes and aspirations are being let down on an unprecedented scale. But also how marvelously our young members are fighting back and stepping up to be the next generation of socialists, a generation that can change the world.